actually worked with Elmore James way back in the late 50s, early 60s, right in that time frame, and ended up being the front man for Anson Funderburg's group and also a good songwriter. Here's Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers on blues harp and vocals from 1991 doing a number called Waiting on You, Mama.
Now he was driving a truck and paying his dues, radio playing his cotton crop blues. Now he turned in his keys and walked out the door, and cotton didn't drive that truck no more. It's all true, I ain't blowing harder. To Chicago in 1954. And blues was blasting out of each and every door. Those were good times. Man, oh man. Fine looking women all around the bandstand. It's all true. Further and bring it on home. Got my mojo working. She's 19 years old. Fillmore West and Fillmore East. Carnegie Hall.
That was me.
It's all true. James Cotton, he was there.
From 2013 and the disc Cottonmouth Man, that was James Cotton on blues harp, Daryl Newlish on vocals on that track, Chuck Leavell was on piano. A number called He Was There. The whole disc is basically a biographical journey of James Cotton and his career in blues. He was from Memphis, ended up joining Muddy Waters Band back in 55, stayed with Muddy till 1966 and went out on his own. And I believe it was the early 90s he had a bout with throat cancer, which pretty much ended his vocals and recording and performance, and that's where Daryl Newlish took over. Newlish, of course, was originally a member of Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, and of course we heard Anson Funderburg with Sam Myers opening up the first hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS with a number called Waiting on You Mama. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late Deborah Coleman. She ended up having her first release back in 1994. She won studio time and the production of a disc after placing first in a Charleston Blues Festival in 1993. Interesting lady. She got into blues through rock and roll like so many people did. Got into groups like Led Zeppelin and others, and then ended up seeing where they got their music, and of course it was most of it had blues roots. From her disc Soft Place to Fall, it came out in 2000. Here's Deborah Coleman with Don't Lie to Me.
Anything you say, but I know it's true what I'm hearing from you. from day to day. And I know you're thinking about breaking my heart, and I'll cry. Just don't lie to me. Tell me everything I need to hear. Just don't lie to me. No more little white lies in my ear.
Thank you. dog to bite me, baby. I tell it my own backyard. Sometimes I wonder why you wanna make my life so hard. You got bad taste, baby. You ain't got the right thing on your mind. Well, you loved me for the last time, woman, and you know I ain't lying. Hey, get out of here.
Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson from a disc called Talking About Soul. This one came out back in 2001, and that, of course, was a medley of You've Got Bad Intentions and Crying Won't Help You. Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, originally from Mississippi, moved with his family to Chicago back in the mid-1950s and ended up in Muddy Waters Band from 1972 to 1980, at which point Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson went out on his own. He's had a number of discs out over the years. He was preceded by the late Deborah Coleman. We heard Deborah from her disc Soft Place to Fall, doing a number for us called Don't Lie to Me, a fine, fine guitarist, singer, and also composer. We've got music next from Francine Reed. We're going to turn to Francine's disc. This one's called Shades of Blue. It came out in 1999. She's originally from Illinois and for years worked with Lyle Lovett's big band. She's also appeared with people like Miles Davis, Smokey Robinson, Etta James, the Jazz Crusaders, and a number of others, been on various albums of various well-known artists. Here she is, here on KRVS, Francine Reed, doing a number called I'm a Handful. Thank you. Albert King here on KRVS. Albert King recorded in January of 1984 doing Phone Booth, which was a number that Robert Gray had recorded in 1983, or at least was released on in 1983 and co-written by Robert Gray. Before hearing Albert King, we heard Francine Reed from the disc Shades of Blue doing a piece for us called I'm a Handful. And that tune, Phone Booth, was on the 1983 release Robert Cray had out called Bad Influence. These were pre-Grammy releases for Cray, but he was really starting to get good traction on the national scene. We're going to go back to that 1983 album, Bad Influence. Here is Robert Cray here on KRVS with the title track.
You use me to get you anything you wanted. Oh, but I'm a changed man. Get your other friend to get you what you want now. If I go through those same things again, I'll be worse off than I started. Oh, you're such a bad influence. Baby, you got ways to make me do what you want. Oh, and you're such a bad influence. Girl, I've got to stay away. I've been hurt in all of the worst kinds of ways, and it's from you, pretty baby, that Bob's just got to stay away from. I won't go through those same things again. I'm so glad that we parted. Oh, you're such a bad influence. Baby, you got ways to make me do what you want. Oh,
on, you're such a bad influence. Girl, I've got to stay away.
Sitting there looking proud, thinking you're so fine, trying to run around with every friend of mine. Think you're so smart, baby, think that I'm a fool. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, baby, you better play it cool. I'm tired of your jive. Yeah, baby, I'm tired of your jive. I refuse to be your fool, mama. Hey, I'm tired of your jive. What you do behind my back. You think I ought to love you, baby, no matter how you act. You never miss your water, baby. Tell the world go dry. I'm gonna tell you, gonna miss me by and by. I'm tired of your dying. Yeah, baby, I'm tired of your dying. I refuse to be your fool, mama. Hey, I'm tired of your dying. Nothing wrong. I don't intend to pull your coat, baby. You'll know it when I'm gone. Yeah, you never miss your water, baby. Tell the world run dry. Now I'm gonna tell you, gonna miss me by and by. I'm tired of your jive. Baby, I'm tired of your jive. Yes, I'm here to tell you, woman. Baby, I'm tired of your jive.
Thank you.
Fire to Your Jive, B.B. King from 1966. Before hearing B.B. King here on KRVS, we heard Robert Cray from 1983 doing the title track to his disc, Bad Influence. I'd like to remind some of you, and let the others of you who are not familiar with it know that tonight will be the kickoff of the virtual Festival d'Acadien et Creole, taking place tonight, tomorrow afternoon and evening, and Sunday afternoon and evening. The kickoff this evening is at 7:30 p.m., and featured artists tonight, Lost Bayou Ramblers, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, Joel Savoy and Lindsay Young, and also the Pine Leaf Boys. You can catch this at the website, festivalacadiens.com/festtv. That's F-E-S-T-V. Or it's also on Facebook Live. You can go to the Festivals Acadiens website and get a complete schedule. Well, we heard Robert Cray a few minutes ago. He got his first Grammy when he participated on the album Showdown, which featured Albert Collins, Johnny Copeland, and, of course, Robert Cray. Cray isn't on this next tune, but Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins are. From 1985 in the album Showdown, here they are with their rendition of Black Cat Bone.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, Johnny, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all right.
Tell me something, Albert. Whatever happened to Hop Wilson, man?
Well, Hop left us, man.
He did. Boy, he sure used to play that guitar over at the Red Lily Q.
Yeah, he lay that steel in his lap. He was getting down, man.
I used to like the way he said, I believe my baby got a black cat bone.
Oh, yeah.
I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Seem like everything I do, seem like I do it wrong. You see, I tried so hard to get along with that woman of mine. You see, she walk around cheap and lie.
Oh, yes, she did. I walked down from Dallas, Texas, down to Wichita Falls. I got to thinking about the big lady woman. There wasn't no walking on. I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Look like everything I do, everything I do is wrong.
Big leg woman, you ain't no walking on. I believe, baby got a black cat bone. Yeah.
just all around angry thoughts in my head. My back is aching, I got a sore elbow, I can't sleep at night. Here's what you gotta know: I'm foaming at the mouth, I don't know what I'll do. You get one warning shot before I come to you.
Here's a warning, here's a warning, here's a warning.
We stood on good terms, you told me not to worry. I'm finding out you've been lying to me. You froze the account, kept the china too. You pawned the computer, which was brand new. I'm foaming at the mouth, I don't know what I'll do. You get one warning shot before I come to you.
Here's your warning, here's your warning.
Mississippi Heat from their 2014 release. The name of the disc is Warning Shot, and of course that was the title track, and Pierre Lecoque leads the band. He's the harp player. Annetta Visor, the main vocalist, and she was doing vocals on that track. And they were preceded, Mississippi was preceded by Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland from their 1985 album, Showdown, Grammy Award-winning album. We heard them do a rendition of Black Cat Bone. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Muddy Waters. We're going to listen to Muddy do a number he recorded in October of 1964, written by Willie Dixon. It's called My John the Conqueror Route. It's a clean song, by the way. John the Conqueror was a mythical figure in African folklore, was sort of a trickster, believed to be an African prince. And the John the Conqueror Route was actually a talisman that was used in mojo bags. That's sort of thing, was supposed to bring one luck in gambling and also in sexual activities, that sort of thing, or pursuits. And John the Conqueror is also mentioned in Willie Dixon's composition Hoochie Coochie Man that Muddy recorded. And at 55, Bo Diddley did his I'm a Man, and he also referred to John the Conqueror. Here's Muddy Waters once again from 1964.
Snap, my mojo it frail. Hey, but I rub my root, my luck will never fail. When I rub my root, my John the Conqueror. Well, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Long as I rub my John the Conqueror.
mango free. I was rubbing my roots, my John the Conqueror. Yeah, you know that ain't nothing she can do. Well, long as I rub my John the Conqueror.
Guy Davis on guitar and vocals from a disc called Call Down the Thunder. That came out back in 1996. Davis has had quite a number of albums out since that time. Really, really fine traditionalist. Right before Davis, we heard the Muddy Waters Band from 1964 doing a number called My John the Conqueror Root. Interesting tune again, one of many written by Willie Dixon for the Muddy Waters Band. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Kenny Neal. Kenny from Baton Rouge. He spent a lot of time also in San Francisco, the eldest son of blues harp player and band leader Rafael Neal. We're going to go back to Kenny's disc Bloodline. This one came out back in the year 2016. From that disc, here's Kenny with a piece called Plain Old Common Sense.
They smart, 'cause they went to school. Ain't nothing worse than a educated fool walking around with their head bigger than their hat, and they only know half of the fact. Don't be too quick to jump the fence. You got to use plain old common sense. They work real hard to reach their goal. They let the least thing take control. Tired of losing and want to win. And then they do the same old foolish thing again. Don't be too quick to jump the fence. You got to use plain old common sense. Plain old common sense. Jump the fence, you got to use plain old common sense. Your mouth, overload your tongue. Sometimes it's better to listen than to be heard. You're better off not saying a word. Don't be too quick to jump the fence. You got to use plain old common sense. Use plain old common sense.
Kenny Neal once again with Plain Old Common Sense. That's one of his own compositions. The disc Bloodline, from which this comes, was produced by Tom Hambridge, who's also on drums. Hambridge has been producing Grammy Award-winning discs for a long, long time. The last couple of Grammy Award-winning discs that Buddy Guy put out were done by produced by Hambridge. Hambridge is also a big-time songwriter, and Kenny Neal has definitely made a mark on the national blues scene decades ago and has a lot of wonderful product out there. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you who are members of Public Radio. We'd also like to remind you we have a fundraiser coming up. It's going to start a week from today. If you have received a renewal notice in the mail and haven't gotten it back to us, we hope you'll do that soon. And if you're not a member, we hope that you'll join us. Join those that who are members. We do need the support. It is essential to keeping these programs on the air. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with a lesser-known version of one of the most famous blues songs of all time. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to go back to September of 1929 and listen to Blind Blake. Here's Blind Blake with Blind Arthur's Breakdown.